From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump called Sunday for immediately deporting illegal immigrants entering the United States with no judges or court cases. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump declared, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country," contending that our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order. The president says immigration is a good election issue for Republicans who are hoping in the fall election to maintain control of Congress over the Democrats.
Our issue is strong borders, no crime. Their issue is open borders. Let MS-13 all over our country. That's what's going to happen if you listen to them.
The Republican-controlled House of Representatives is planning to vote this week on comprehensive immigration policy changes after last week defeating a tougher version of new immigration controls. An explosion at a campaign rally for Zimbabwe's president that injured 49 people will not delay next month's elections, according to officials there. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa escaped injury in the explosion at a campaign rally, which is an opposition stronghold. State media called the attack an assassination attempt. The president said there have been so many attempts on his life that he's used to them. The U.S. military has relocated wooden coffins containing the remains of 100 American soldiers who have been missing from the 1950-53 Korean War to the inter-Korean border in preparation for North Korea's eventual return of the remains to their home country. A U.S. Forces Korea spokesman said 150 metal transfer cases that will be used to send the remains home were shipped to a U.S. air base near Seoul. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump's point man in the Middle East has wound up a peace mission to the region. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem and says that U.S. Envoy Jared Kushner says the Trump administration will unveil its Mideast peace plan soon with or without the Palestinians.
The Palestinians, who see Jerusalem as the capital of their future state, say the U.S. peace plan will be dead on arrival. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his talks with Kushner were productive. Netanyahu praised President Donald Trump and his administration for their strong support for Israel. Netanyahu says Israel is prepared to return to the negotiating table without preconditions, and he is urging the Palestinians to follow suit. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
As the ballots continue to be counted and Turkey's elections, reports say that President Tayyip Erdogan has garnered more than 55%, and that's with 60% of the votes having been counted already. His main opposition's presidential candidate stood at 29% nationwide. If no candidate wins more than 50% in today's vote, a second round runoff will be held on July 8th. And as Matthew LaRotonda reports, there are several issues deciding this race.
It's become the biggest challenge in years for President Tayyip Erdogan, their most successful and most polarizing leader in power for 15 years.
We want to embrace a life where secularism, freedom, and women exist. We don't want to live repressed.
Pelin Parlak didn't tell us who she'll vote for, but Erdogan and his Islamist political party are anti-abortion, anti-birth control, and have faced criticism on gender equality issues.
And that is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. A United Nations report finds that millions of people in Ghana are not benefiting from that country's booming economy, but remain mired in poverty. And they say that the Human Rights has submitted the results of a 10-day fact-finding mission to Ghana in an April Human Rights Council report. Iraq will conduct a manual recount of votes from a May election only for ballots mentioned in official reports on fraud or informal complaints. It is a move likely to speed up the ratification of final results in the formation of a new government. The parliamentary election has been marred by a historically low turnout, as well as fraud allegations. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.